And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And we're just playing around with the stats here so that we can get nice and loud. There we go. All right. So it is, well, this is going to be a fun interview. This is going to be very interesting. We have Jackie Hermans, who is, well, I don't know, you're a comedian, you do all sorts of things. And well, we're going to start with your journey. So welcome, Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, I know what we're kind of going to start talking about, but tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are and what you're doing and, yeah, who you are.
All right. So I was born on December 25th. Okay, I won't back up that much.
Okay, were you really born on December 25th?
I was.
That's cool.
1970. My mom That's was cool. in the hospital Christmas morning. Okay, but let's fast forward.
Okay,
we'll fast a little forward. Bit. Okay. Till I actually used to work for a municipality in the recreation department.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you know what? I loved it. I did love it. I worked with teens. I did volunteer development. I did some community development, and it was a lot of fun. But I knew there was something that was missing. I wasn't passionate. I loved what I did, yet it was that underlying fire that wasn't lit.
Right.
And I had my first child. Uh-huh. And when when Tegan came into the world, I was like, I can't go back to work. Oh my goodness. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this opportunity to truly discover what my passion is. What do I truly want to do?
Right.
And just to back up a bit, before my daughter was born, I was doing a television show with Rogers called Rant. It was a youth talk show.
Right.
And so I had started to get my feet wet in television, and I was like, oh, I was loving it. And I was also taking courses with Second City. Right. So I was taking improv, and I was loving that. I was rediscovering the drama queen that I am, that I had put aside for so long. And I was rediscovering that and, you know, getting my laughter going. So I had all this stuff going on that was really piquing my interest. So when I had my daughter, and I'm like, okay, what do I truly want to do? I guess I just started going through this process of self-discovery. And a gentleman, actually, I was taking this course, and this gentleman said to me, you know, Jackie, if you ever decide to do an adult improv class, I would be your first student. And I'm like, really? He's like, oh, yeah, I would love to do that. So I'm like, okay. And then 3 months later, I did it. I created my own course and started teaching it.
Nice.
But I had a self-development spin to it, because when I took my Second City courses, I changed. Mm. I changed because all my fears started coming out. And Laura, I don't know if you could ever relate to this, but I remember on my very first day of Second City classes, there was like 17 of us in the class, and we each had to take turn introducing ourselves. And I was third from last to go. So I had all this time to wait until it got to my turn. And I was trying really hard to pay attention to who everyone was. And they had to say who they were and why they were taking the course. So I was trying to pay attention because I knew there'd be some type of name game after. Right? So I'm like, okay, I gotta be good at this, right? But I was mostly in my head. I was mostly in my head freaking out. What am I going to say? Oh my God, what am I going to say? Meanwhile, my lip was quivering. By the time it got to me, I had this annoying eye twitch too going. You know those eye twitches?
You
just can't get rid of it. I'm like, ah! So I finally spat out my name and why I was taking the class. I went beet red. My hands were like sweaty. And after that, I was exhausted. I was like so exhausted from the turmoil I put myself through. And I'm like, Jackie, this is ridiculous. It wasn't rocket science. I didn't have to study. You know, mm-hmm. what my name is? I knew that, but I was freaking out. So I'm like, okay, I have to get over myself. And I started using my Second City classes to get over myself, to get over my fear of failure, my fear of judgment, my fear of the unknown. And it was unbelievable how much I changed through this process, because I started creating strategies for myself to get over myself. Because when you do improv, you have to trust whatever comes out of your mouth, you can deal with it. Whatever comes out of someone else's mouth, you can deal with it. And you fail all the time. You fail in your own head. you know, because you had that little voice going inside your head. That was brutal. Can't believe you did that. You should have said this. You should have done that. You know, so I had to deal with that voice, tell that voice to shut up and to be okay. Because whatever I did was perfect. And sometimes the craziest things that come out of your mouth can be pieces of brilliance. Mm-hmm. And it turns into an incredible scene. So I went through such a transformation that I was able to be me. I was able to be okay with whoever I was, whatever I did. It was all okay because it was me. So when my daughter was born, I was discovering what my passion was. And I created that course. It was like, okay, what have I gone through and how could I help others? And I'm like, this is it. Help people to be able to trust in themselves, to get over that stress. How much stress do we put ourselves through? It's crazy. We are always analyzing ourselves and we have such a fear of judgment. Mm-hmm. You know, if I did this, what if other people could be able to say? Oh, and we're judging other people too all the time. So it's time to let that go. Because we put so much stress on ourselves, judging other people and judging ourselves. Mm-hmm. So then my courses, they just start developing and developing and developing. And it got to the point where I had two 10-week courses that was helping people to be them. And I saw so many people go through such changes. Like they're finally, they can, this one lady, she was this school teacher. She is still a school teacher, and she was so nervous even talking in front of parents on a parents' night that now she's like, Jackie, I can go to a grocery store and I'll grab the intercom that are one of those aisles and say, you know, we need a check, price check, aisle 3. She's like, I can do that now. I don't care. And she could just have fun with herself. She's laughing more.
Right.
So that's where it started.
Right.
That's where it started. And so From doing the courses, I also started doing talks. I started doing presentations in high schools and elementary schools.
Nice.
And now going out into businesses and going to conferences and just helping people to lighten up.
Right.
And I just love it.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what you're doing, is helping people lighten up. And
yeah.
It's more lighten up their stress and their attitude versus, you know, lighten up their body or their baggage that they
yes.
carry.
But it helps with the baggage.
Sure.
It totally helps with the baggage, because in order to lighten up, you need to change your perspective. Yeah. So it's about changing those thought patterns, because it's your thoughts that create every emotion that you have, that creates the energy you have. And the energy that you have affects your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health.
Yes.
And it also affects the relationships that you have, because the energy you create from your emotions, which stems from those thoughts, is what you're giving off and what affects every single conversation you have. Anytime you walk into a room, your energy hits everyone around you. You fill the room with your energy. So what are you filling the room with? Mm-hmm. And so as soon as you can start watching those thought patterns you have, you can start filling every room with beautiful, positive energy, and you can create brilliance in all areas of your life, because your relationships would be stronger. People will want to do business with you. People will want to be around you because you have such a beautiful energy. So, and then your health increases, because the energy you create, as I said, it affects your holistic balance. Mm-hmm. So it affects every single cell in your body. And if you have weak areas in your body, when you're having negative thought patterns, like even the smallest thought, such as, oh, my ass looks huge in these jeans. You know, if you have that kind of thought, what are you doing? You're creating a negative emotion, which might be fear. It might be anger. It might be sadness. It might be jealousy of someone else's ass. Who knows what it is? But those emotions are creating negative energy. And that energy goes to every single cell in the body. So when you have weak areas, those weaker areas are affected even more so. When I was hard on myself, like, you know, I can't believe I did that. You're such an idiot, Jackie. When I used to say those things to myself, have those thoughts, or when I used to think about what I was called when I was a child, all those negative thought patterns coming back in, it affected my body, and it especially affected my digestive system. That's where it affected me. It doesn't affect everyone in the same place, but for me, that was a weak area. So, you know, I had these digestive issues and now I don't. So I'm like, wow, what a huge impact changing my thought patterns made, not only me being happier, but also on my physical body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's lightening up from the inside out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that certainly, you know, goes in alignment with what we talk about here. So, you know, What do you say to people that seem to be going through the financial stress that is out there these days that is partially created and partially, because it's being created, it's manifesting in a lot of areas. And then, you know, when basic survival, your basic needs get tempered with, it becomes more difficult to shift your thoughts when it's your basic survival.
Yeah, that's a great question. Because so many of us are going through that turmoil over finances. The most important thing is not to focus on lack. You have to focus on, first of all the amazing things that are in your life right now. And so what I wanted to start with discussing is being grateful. So if you can even simply start every day, whether it's at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, throughout the day, but at least making it a part of your day. How many times can I say day? I'll try to get at least 100 times of saying day during this interview, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Should I start counting now?
Yeah, yeah. So that was about 5 already or 6. Okay. So start with a saying what you're grateful for. Or even do a gratitude journal is what I was going to say. So, for example, at night before I go to bed, if I don't pass out right away because I have a newborn right now, so sometimes that's what happens. Head hits a pillow, I'm out. But if it's not quite like that, I get into my regular pattern of saying what I'm grateful for. And if, let's say, I happen to have a bad day, what if you have a really bad day? What can you be grateful for? You have to start with the smallest thing. Okay, the sun came out today for that little time and I'm so grateful. Okay, start with that. Or, you know, I got that parking spot that was pretty close and it was pouring out and so I didn't get like drowned rat-ish. Okay, so maybe you can find something that you can be grateful for. And once you find something, then it helps you to build on that. Okay, so you can say, okay, well, then I'm also grateful for this. I'm also grateful for this. And you can start discovering all these things that are pretty damn good about your life. And when I mentioned the gratitude journal, what's really great about that is when you start writing these things down on a daily basis, when you have a dark cloud over your head, you can refer to that gratitude journal. And if you have a nice small one that you can keep in your purse or your briefcase or something, that you can easily have it with you and open it up and look at all the things you're grateful for, you can, you know, help yourself to get into that more positive space, help you to flip your thought patterns to the positive, which is really important. Right. Now, so I wanted to start with that, starting with the gratitude. And I also said don't focus on lack. So you're focusing on everything that's positive in your life. What I also like to do is, I don't know if the listeners can hear a baby crying in the background, but that's my newborn. Don't worry, someone's with him. Yeah. I'm not just letting it cry in the corner.
The cat, don't worry. Yeah. Jasper's watching over.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Don't mind the baby, taken care of. Okay, so where was I? Okay, so focusing on the things that are positive in your life. And what I like to say is, okay, universe, provide me with what I need or better. So provide me, make sure my needs are being provided for. You can put in whatever word you want, but I'm just saying something basic right now. And trust that you are always, always provided for, because you are. I've had some financial times, some financial troubles, but I always have what I need, always. And I find the more I worry about issues, about not having enough money, then what happens is, then the car breaks down. And then what else happens? Something in the, you know, an appliance breaks down. Things seem to go more wrong. You need to be spending money on stuff and you need to find it from somewhere, right? It needs to come from somewhere and you seem to find it, right? You seem to find it when you really, really need it. But then you realize you already had it, right?
Right.
You already had that money. So just trust that you are provided for and ask the universe for things. Ask for miracles all the time. Like even just the smallest things. Last summer, I wanted to get one of those plastic picnic tables for my kids. You know, the really heavy practice, you know, practice heavy. I can't even say plastic properly. You guys understand I'm trying to say plastic. Those heavy duty child picnic tables that you can't damage, right? I wanted one of those. And so I just said to the universe, I'm like, bring it on. And 2 weeks later, I took my my dog to the dog groomer and she told me she was moving. And she had this picnic table that I saw. It was one I wanted. and she said to me, oh, by the way, do you need a picnic table? She says, I don't need it. You know, we're moving. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. Thanks. I put my order in for that one. So thanks. And then I had also wanted one of those little playhouses, an outdoor playhouse for my kids. I asked for it. It was, again, within 1 to 2 weeks, there was one in beautiful condition at the side of the road in my neighborhood.
Right.
So just went, got the van, picked it up. I'm like, thanks, universe. So like, you're always provided for. And you know what, Lori? I'd like to add one more little miracle just to throw it out, just to give your listeners even some more perspective on trusting. Trusting is so important. Last summer, I took my girls to Wonderland, and I happened to choose a day that happened to be the busiest day of the whole summer. There was over 40,000 people there.
Of course.
Yeah, and I realized that when we got off the highway, and just like from getting off the highway to get into the park was an hour.
Oh dear.
To get in. It was insane. My kids were getting a little restless. Thank God for DVDs in the van, because I plunked one in after we got off the highway. I'm like, movie girls? So by the time we got into Wonderland, they were ready. They're like, okay, let's just get in there. So I noticed the parking lot was pretty busy. Then as we're getting close to the lineup to get into the gate, I was seeing that the lineup was all the way back to the trees. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to take forever to get in. So I'm like, okay, universe, I'm looking for a miracle. Somehow get us in quick, really quick. So we just get on those rides. And then I just let it go. And we walked to where the gates were. We just got in line. And who did I see? I see one of my girls, her friend's mother. And her friend's mother happens to work head of security at Wonderland. and so we were talking and she told me how I chose the busiest day of the summer. Congratulations. Right. And then she said, do you want me to get you in? I'm like, yeah, that would be fantastic. Can I hug you? Can I kiss you right now? I felt like going, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. And she brought us right in. We were in within 2 minutes. It was unbelievable. Did I even think it was possible for a miracle like that to happen? I had no idea how something like that, how we could get in so quick. And then lo and behold, it happens. So it's having that trust. You ask and you will receive. So ask. I had a little bit of a fuzzy moment there. Thanks, Sarah. Got some baby brain going on. So yeah, ask. And trust. Ask and trust and be grateful for what you have and realize you have everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to leave it at that and you ask me something else and then we'll continue. Because right now, that's all I got.
That's what you got.
Okay. You know, last night I had a pretty good sleep.
You did?
Good. I did. It was pretty good, but I think I'm still catching up.
Uh-huh, so. I bet you are. So what do you do for the person that has experience after experience of not being able to trust?
Okay. That's a really good question.
That's not so great.
Yeah, really sucks to be them.
Thank you.
Yeah. And now, has this person been, are you wanting to keep this general or is it someone who has been very trusting? Because that's a big difference there. Because if someone, usually what I find is people who have been having just a crappy life or just one thing after the next is usually because they're in a bad place. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a bad place, when you're having the negative thought patterns, you're creating the negative emotions, you're creating the negative energy, you are end up being a crap magnet. So you're attracting negative situations and negative people into your life. It's like you're, oh, I can't think of the right word for it, but self-manifesting, like
self-prophecy.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. So you are creating that through those thought patterns. And so you have to get out of that. So if you have that constant dark cloud over your head, if you're in a depressive state, how can you get yourself out of it? So that's one question I can answer. And then if there's, do you want me to go with that?
You could go with that. In the particular case I'm thinking of, I wouldn't say that I have a dark cloud over my face
at all. No, and I don't picture you with one either. Okay, so this is coming from personal experience. Okay. I should have clued in on that.
You could have.
Okay.
But no, it's just, it's funny because if I look at some of my recent experiences, what I've come to realize is I know 100% that I'm connected.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
Yes.
I have created in this life many examples of knowing that I'm 100% connected and still being abandoned.
Mm.
And that has led me to understand that one of what I've realized, and I think it's from what I was told from a recent soul astrology reading, is that I'm so evolved that I have learned to not trust myself because I can see and I know the shadow side of everybody. And as soon as you have that bright light, there always is created a shadow. And that has taught me, and I know it's all in the gift of learning to trust, but because I have all of these experiences in this life, I don't trust.
Mm.
Like I trusted other people until they betray me or abandon me and then, you know, gave my power away. So it's an interesting thing that I've sort of set up to really get what I'm getting, but it's causing some conflict now.
Okay, let me throw a couple things out of you and see if anything sits right with you.
Yeah.
Let's just test this out.
Okay.
Okay. So
really putting you on the spot.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good. I like this. So the first thing that I want to throw at you is, have you asked the universe for you to only be associated with people of honor and integrity?
Now.
Okay. So you've asked for that.
Now, yes.
Okay. So, and that's what I'm asking the listeners too, to make sure if you've been having something similar with Lori, ask to only be, you only want to be associated with people of honor and integrity who are coming from a place of love, compassion. That's all you're interested in being around. The other thing I wanted to mention to you, and this is what I want you to know if this sits right with you. I recently discovered that anything karma doesn't exist anymore. It's basically, it crumbled about 25 years ago. But a lot of us don't realize, our subconscious still thinks we're still living in karma. And we still have to deal with stuff from past lives. But from my understanding, because the karma is broken, if you can make sure your soul knows that, okay, karma is gone, you don't have to deal with this crapola anymore, you can actually start fresh. You can actually just make your choices. This lifetime now is about making your choices and moving forward and being happy and using your gifts and helping others to be happy. So you don't have to deal with that dark side anymore. But in your lifetimes, you've dealt with a lot of dark stuff. You've dealt with a lot of light stuff too, but you've dealt with a lot of dark stuff. And you've had to, there's been other people that have been attached to you that still think this karma stuff is going on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to, I guess, just to make sure your soul knows that, okay, I don't have to deal with that anymore. So you can keep these individuals away from me. And I know there's some power, there's at least one powerful individual that really has its claws in you, right?
Did. I don't
it's think. It's gone now?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But it's still me, though, not trusting. There's still an aspect of me that feels, I don't know if unsafe is the word, but just because I'm a pretty positive person.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You know?
So when I get into these places where it's like, okay, so why is my basic survival being tested at this point? Because it really shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing this a long time and,
yeah,
you know, have had a pretty solid business. So it's just been, you know, an interesting time. And some people can say, oh, it's the economy, but it really isn't.
No. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you really got me there, Lori, because yeah, there's a reason why you're going through this. And I don't know how much you've tried to tap into it with different techniques, like through meditation or, yeah, have you tried hypnosis even?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it is, yeah, a really interesting one. For some reason, it's part of your path right now.
Yeah.
So I double check on the karma thing. Right. And maybe through a meditation, you know, make sure your soul realizes, hey, it's gone. Let's continue forward. See if that helps. Otherwise, I guess trust that it's going through a cycle. For some reason. Yeah?
Yeah.
Years?
A good year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your astrology chart, did it have anything about finances within it?
This was very unique type of astrology. It was very different. It's Mark Borax who does a very interesting way of looking at your chart. Doesn't really go into your chart as much as, you know, how can it help your soul? And it was incredible reading. Like I've never, it's like he said, wow, I wish I had your chart. It's like, oh, I wish I had my chart. Oh, wait, I do. I don't know how it fits yet, but whoa, that's me, huh? Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not supposed to be there. I mean, there's nothing other than it's the gift in helping me help a lot of other people.
Okay.
When I get it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Lori, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's
okay. I don't know what else to throw at you
that. No, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. But lightening up. No, and part of what you're saying resonates with me. And I know that, yeah, it's just come up in the last few days. It's been kind of like, it's like,
and okay, you really again, felt it. Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to go through this again.
Yeah.
Eh? Okay, cool. See,
for some reason, it just makes me think of you and I had coffee a few months back, and it just makes me think of that gentleman. Well, I guess I can't really call him a gentleman, but someone who is causing you some distress in the past and who's a very powerful person spiritually, but sometimes doesn't use it for the positive, mm-hmm. If I have that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so for some reason, I feel like it's an association with him in somehow, even though you haven't had contact with him, for some reason, I'm feeling like it's some type of tie linked to him as to why you're having these issues.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But I also thought you had, from our conversation, if I'm remembering correctly, you had someone was working on breaking whatever type of like hex, if you could call it.
Yeah. As far as we know, it's done, but you know, it was a long one. So there could be some.
There's something lingering.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting anything more right now.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Thanks. Okay. Okay.
You don't have to fix Lori tonight.
Okay.
We're talking about you and lightening up.
Well, you know, if anything else comes through, I'll... Yeah, so let's go on a lighter topic then. So if you're anyone other than Lori, and if you have a dark cloud over your head, I'm going to give you some tips. Should we go with that?
Go for that.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think it's really important for everyone, even if you don't think you have a creative bone in your body, but I think it's really important for everyone to explore their creative side because it gets the right side of the brain going and it really helps to de-stress in a huge way. If you can engage in something regularly that's absolutely creative, it has to be creative activity where you can allow your mind to just go. You can just instead just be in the moment and just go with the flow. So maybe it's painting, but it wouldn't necessarily be paint by numbers because then you have to be specific. Blue goes on number twos and green is number threes. No, you can't do that. So it has to be just allowing yourself to experiment. There's no right or wrong in it. That's really important. No right or wrong. So it could be painting. It could be doodling. It could be getting your kids' crayons out. It could be listening to music. Playing an instrument, humming to a song, singing to a song. Music is fantastic. I actually love that. I use music regularly as my tool to get myself out of my black cloud if I have a dark cloud going on. It could be dance. It could be gardening, woodworking, cooking. So finding something. And again, if I'm saying cooking, it's not necessarily following a recipe to the T, right? It's being able to go with the flow and experiment and just have fun. So when you can allow yourself to do that, it allows you to get out of your head. So instead of having those negative thought patterns about something, it's going to allow you to see opportunities, because opportunities will just flow into you when you're being creative. And I'll just give you an example here.
We have a cat exploring baby jacket.
Head is right inside it right now. Just so you know why we were giggling laughing, over here. So I just wanted to give you a personal example. I was supposed to be, I was going to a keynote presentation. And I did a map. I didn't have my GPS then. I did a map quest. And I just went to my husband quickly as I was going out the door. I'm like, does this make sense? Because MapQuest has led me astray a couple times. And he's like, yeah, it makes sense to me. But where's your map? Why didn't you print out a map? I'm like, oh, no, I like turn right here, left here. He's like, well, what if it leads you astray? I'm like, oh, no, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm sure I'll be fine. And then I left. I guess you can see where it might be leading you, okay? So I'm taking all these back roads to get to this conference, and it seemed to be taking a long time. And so I thought, okay, I'm just gonna check my directions here. I'm like, okay, it seems fine. I'm gonna call the hotel just to make sure. So I called the hotel and I said, okay, this is where I'm at. And they're like, oh, you're gonna have to turn around. You've gone like 10 minutes past us. I'm like, really? Say, oh yeah. I'm like, okay. So I turn around and they told me to look out for this particular street. So I start, driving back, and I end up seeing this ski hill. And I'm like, you know what? There's no way this place is near a ski hill. I'm like, I call back and I'm like, did you think I was driving north instead of driving south? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was okay before. So at this point, I started getting a dark cloud over my head, thinking she should have asked me which direction I was going, and she just, I can't believe it, I'm gonna be late, blah blah blah. And I started, and then I'm like, okay, this all happened within like 30 seconds, me doing the stuff in my head. So I'm like, okay, don't want to go here, do not want to go here. I need to lighten up. So I need to stop thinking what I'm thinking. So I put in my favorite tunes. So I always have a CD in the car that has my favorite songs on it. So I start listening, and I'm listening to the music, singing away. And then I'm like, okay, let's do an emotional check here. So I started thinking about the situation, and I'm like, she should have really asked me what direction I was going. I'm like, okay, I'm not ready yet. Not ready. Let's listen to more music. So I started listening. So after about three songs, I did an emotional check again, and I was like, yeah, I really should have printed off that map. That would have been good. I also should have been really, if I was going to call, I should have been really clear on which direction I was going. And I was grateful for her trying her best. And then I'm like, there's still plenty of time. And I did not want to have a dark cloud over my head, because if I got there, the energy that I would have been given off wouldn't have been so nice. Mm-hmm. And when I do a presentation, I fill the room, no matter how big it is, from wall to wall with positive energy. So I would have been filling that room from wall to wall with like negative, type of energy. So I got myself in a positive place again, and music was able to do that, and took me like two or three songs to do it, and I was fine. And when I got there, I was in a great spirits. I had a fantastic presentation, and I got a lot of callbacks after, people saying, oh, I want you to come to my conference, or I want you to do mine. Nice. So it was definitely worthwhile for me going into a better place, because I impact every person I meet, right? So unleashing your creativity is so important. And if you can get it into your life as often as you can. So I know there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, I'm so busy. How can I make it a part of my day? But you can really do it easily. You know, you can take 5 minutes out of your day to listen to some really fun music. You know, people have iPods now. iPods, radios, there's a lot of stations out there. You know, you can burn yourself a CD. You can do that pretty inexpensively, have it with you. Maybe you go to the dollar store and you get some canvases and you have some of those mini framed canvases and pick up some acrylic paints or watercolors or whatever. You can do it really cheaply and have supplies in your house. So you're like, okay, I have a dark cloud over my head. This is what I'm going to do, and do it. And even like signing up for a course, if you can give the time to it, like when I started taking those Second City classes, you know, it's like a 10-week course. I'm really plugging Second City here, am I? Come to my classes, actually. But no, Second City's fantastic. And so when I started taking those classes, I was so addicted. I couldn't wait to the next week because I wanted to laugh. And anytime you laugh, that's another way. So along with creativity, laughter, it fills your whole body with positive energy. It also burns calories, which is a wonderful thing too. So if you do really want to lighten up, laughing nice. Is a great way of doing it. Yeah, I know. I know. It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So do it as often as you can, and you'll find the more you laughed. There's my language again. The more you laugh, the more creativity that you bring into your life. Oh, the cat's on my lap now. The happier you will be, and the healthier you will be, because overall you're going to be more balanced. And when you're in that positive place, the cat was taking yes. away my microphone with his tail. When you're in that positive place, you're going to see all the opportunities to the situations that hit you. So when those not so good situations happen, at least they feel like they're not so good in the moment, you'll be able to maybe see, okay, for some reason this is happening. And maybe there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe you'll find out in an hour why it needed to happen. Or maybe it'll be 2 weeks, or maybe it'll be 2 years down the road. But there is, I truly believe there's always a reason why things are flowing the way they're flowing for you. Whether it's lessons that need to be learned, whether it's the trust thing, whether it's compassion for yourself or for others, or realizing you can get through anything. I am woman, hear me roar. As you could say to yourself right now, Lori.
Yes.
Would you do that for me right now? Can you give me a good Tarzan yell? It would be.
Yeah, not in your life.
No, okay. I'm sorry, listeners. I was trying. I was really trying. So that's what I like to say to people, especially for individuals right now, that they're not in a happy place. So do what you can. And if you are going to sign up for a course, then you know you are forced to regularly, especially if it's a good paying course, then you're like, okay, I'm not going to miss a class. And even if you're feeling under the weather, you're not feeling that great, still go. Because when you get there, you're going to feel better. Like, you will get that energy if you can start laughing. So I truly believe inject yourself with as much creativity and humor as you can, and you'll notice a lot more positive things will come into your life.
Yeah. I started writing a fictional book.
That's cool.
I know. I was like,
that's very what? Cool.
Fictional?
What?
Okay, whatever. Let's go with it.
Is it your life story? Is it, you know, what is
what,
it?
What I initially I was going to write something about my life.
Yeah.
The title's going to be A Heart's Way. And
good title.
I know. It's also now.
I know.
It's a new domain name too.
Cool.
Yeah. But so I thought, okay, so this is going to be my life. And then I thought, well, okay, so to do to do it justice, I would have to go to, you know, maybe, you know, the womb sort of thing. Go like right straight to where the source was, where some of this stuff happened. And then
do you remember your time in the womb?
You know, there are bits of it that I do.
You're taking after me now. I'm sorry, it's rubbing off.
There are bits that I do remember. But then I thought, you know, wouldn't it be cool if I could do my council planning session?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, wait a minute. I could do that, but it would have to come as a fictional story because that I don't really remember. Although,
okay,
you know, because obviously you're not going to remember that.
Yeah.
And I
but through a meditation, you could bring that back.
You can. I mean, everything that I'm writing is channeled. I know it all. It was, you know, part of the discussion that I had.
Yeah.
But I can't say it's really real, so I'm going to make it a fictional story.
Oh, okay. But it's really not.
Exactly.
Because it is real.
I'm going to say, you know, this none of this really happened, except it was all channeled.
So then it did happen. Well, then why can't you say it really happened? You don't have to call it a fictional. Even if people don't necessarily believe it, that's their stuff.
Well, you know, but I also get an opportunity to play.
Yes.
So.
Oh, so you could pad stuff.
You know, a little bit.
You can make it your life even more exciting.
Well, I don't really have to.
No. You have a lot of adventure in your life.
Yeah.
I've only been told very small portions of it. So it's very adventurous enough.
Yeah.
Yes, you could very. Oh, you know what you could make it? Choose your own adventure book.
Yeah.
Make it one of those. Well, do you remember those books? Those are fun. Like you could say, okay, would you like to go through door number one or climb down the sewer and see where that takes you?
Oh, yeah, the sewer. I go for the sewer.
Sorry, that's wait,
that is my life. I forgot.
Sorry, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I wasn't necessarily saying, Laura, your life is a sewer, but or would you like to climb that mountain?
Yeah.
Well...
or take the helicopter ride up.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that is very cool because writing is an amazing creative outlet. Mm-hmm. So healing too. Mm-hmm. Like because this is all being channeled too, you're going to find out so much to bring mm-hmm. so much peace to your life right now.
Yes.
So what chapter are you on?
Yeah, one.
Oh, wait. Okay. That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's a start.
We just sort of woke up.
Okay. Okay.
Non-physical realm. And,
okay.
You know, still having a life that was happening before this one. And saying, okay, now I need to plan for the next one because we know it has to happen soon. And, you know, the parents and things have to be all ready and stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to write fast because what I'm saying is because it'll be healing, right?
Right.
So every night, get your ass on that computer and write because you want to get to the good part. Right?
Yeah.
You want to get to the...
Oh, there's water there. Use your panties.
Oh! You keep talking,
okay,
I'll grab it.
Talking.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm just grabbing a glass of water.
So, we are talking to Jackie, who is, as you can tell, she's very funny. And she's very... She knows exactly what she... how to lighten up because she has done it herself. And how great is that?
Did you want me to start talking?
Yeah, you know.
I was going to take a sip. Hold on.
No, you go drink. You go drink.
You know what? I have three kids and having kids, you need to know how to lighten up.
Well, that would do it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And
they've been
kids,
my best teachers.
Yeah. I mean, they really are the best teachers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because they can have a tantrum 1 minute and next minute they forgot they were having it because they're skipping down the street and it's all good now.
Yeah, and that's if we could only be like that again.
Yeah.
Where we don't hold on to everything and we don't hide everything and stuff it inside.
Yes.
And, you know, just experience and express and, you know, enjoy even those moments of temper tantrum.
That's right. Because we need to have those emotions and to be okay with ourselves when we have those emotions. I didn't used to be okay with it. I'm pretty sure I was taught as a kid, just be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cry or just go to your room. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you hear stuff like that again and again, it's training to suck it up and don't show your emotions. But when you have an emotion, it's like, be grateful for it. And a really good friend of mine reminded me about this a few nights ago. She says, you know what, Jackie? Anytime you have an emotion, remember that you are so much more alive. Like when you're having an emotion, your energy is being ignited and things are moving forward. Things are moving. When things are moving, it is good. It is really good because you need to have that movement in order to keep stepping forward. So allow yourself to have those cries. Be okay with yourself when you get angry and let out that anger. let it go. And then once that's happened, so thank you. Thank the universe for that shift and be so excited about what's coming now. Because you need to have those shifts. When you have those emotions, you're the most vibrant.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's beautiful. And sometimes people need a whole year to be going through a major shift, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you need that to be able to, okay, I'm going to get through this layer and I'm getting through this layer. And like, I believe we are like an onion, and you have these layers and layers of all the stuff that you've gone through in this lifetime and in past lifetimes, and we need to keep healing it. So anytime you allow yourself to have the emotion, you're healing different layers of your soul.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I think, you know, we were taught so well to that they, you know, that they're not good, you know, certain emotions that we judge and we think that we're, you know, we're not supposed to have them. But, you know, it's true. We are most alive when we are expressing ourselves, regardless of what expression that takes.
Yeah.
And to be inauthentic and to not accept certain ones. I mean, that's where all of this illness happens, is because we're, you know, pushing it away, covering it up with addictions, and, you know, not expressing it, not being real, not being authentic, and feeling that we have to, you know, to be someone better. Like, it's like we're always striving to have someone like us and to be the good girl, or, you know, it's just this interesting dynamic that we were forced into because our parents didn't want to have to deal with, you know, the temper tantrum that only lasted, you know, 2 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fascinating, but I mean, it's all for a reason. We're all growing in this experience. We're all shifting dramatically, but having kids really allows you to be real.
Yeah. You have to, because they bring it right to your face. You know, like when you have kids, you say something, something might just come out of your mouth that has been patterned within you. And then they'll be like, well, why? You know, why does it have to be that way? Why can I do it this way? And it gets you to think. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, yeah, why not? Go for it. All right. I changed my mind. You know, like even the silliest things, like my, you know, the myth that if you go outside without a coat, you're going to catch a cold, catch the death of yourself.
Right.
You can't catch a cold from being cold. No. And so, like, my little four-year-old, I just say she's hot-blooded. She, I know we all are, but I just say she's hot-blooded. Then my other daughter says, well, it's just because Rylan's hot-blooded. And I'm like, yeah, so are you. But anyway, it's just something we say. She doesn't like wearing coats. She doesn't like wearing hats. Doesn't like wearing gloves. Like, we'll go tobogganing and she'd be like, I don't need these, Mom. She'll give me her mitts.
Wow.
And I'd be like, you don't want your mitts? And she's like, no, I'm good. And she'll be the whole time without her mitts. Am I going to force her to wear her mitts because I would be so freaking cold without my mitts? No. Yeah. I'm like, if she gets cold, she's going to ask for them. If she starts complaining that her hands are cold, then she'll be like, okay, well, would you like these? They actually keep your hands warm. If she wants to go outside without her coat, I'd be like, all right, well, if you get cold, come on back in, all right? Or I'll say, why don't you just bring this out with you? And if you get cold, you can put it on. So at least giving her the independence, as opposed to going back to the patterning that I've had and say, no, you need to wear your coat, and have that tantrum going on. And, you know, I pick my battles. And if it's a life or death situation, then fine. But
so when the hands start turning blue and, you know, the frostbite starts handing in,
she'd
know by then?
She knows before then. Yeah.
That's
she
good.
She does come to me, my hands are cold. No way. I wonder why. Look what they've invented. These are incredible. Try them.
It's funny. The interview that we have on next, I did earlier today, and hers, it's all about family. Like, wrote a book called The Prodigal Family.
Okay.
And she's talking about family. And she says, you know, my 12-year-old daughter, she is a better mother than I am.
Sometimes I think my 6-year-old is. Yeah.
So it's just funny how we, you know, Because obviously this is part of her life story, which is, you know, helping people, you know, really connect with their families and how to create these extra circles and, you know, just these family dynamics. And, you know, and she can say that her daughter that's 12 is a better mother than she is. You got to love people that, you know, are honest and authentic.
Yes, I think that's really good. That's very, very good. Yeah. Yes.
And so now you have a son, finally.
Yes. Two girls and now a boy. Yeah. Yay.
Are we stopping now or?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that.
I bet.
You know what?
You don't know, do you?
And I don't. I'm like, okay, before I got pregnant the third, I'm like, okay, if I have a third, then that for sure will be it. And then I got pregnant with him. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this. I'm like, I might want more. And when I had him, before I left the hospital, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm going to be back here. Uh-oh. I want to be back here. I can picture myself back here. And then...
Crazy woman.
I know. I think I am insane. And then, so now when people are asking me that, I'm like, well, we're not closing any doors. So we'll, I don't know, just see.
Huh?
I know. I'm trying not to think of the age thing.
Oh, pff,
because
please.
The age thing, you know, people are having kids older and older now. And I feel like I'm so young. Like, I feel like I'm young, right?
Yeah,
so
you are. He's coming up to you again.
Yeah. This cat likes me.
You know, he likes anybody that comes.
Okay, I won't take it as that. No, he likes anybody. Don't think you're special, honey.
Okay, I won't. You know, anybody that comes for an interview, you know, that has really positive energy.
Okay. He's like, he wants to breastfeed. He's curling up with me. Sorry, these nipples are just for my Emmett, okay? Oh, he's leaving now. All right. That's fine.
Well, you sent him away. Fine if I can't get any. Oh, yeah. So we know how to lighten up.
Yes. Yes. So everyone's going to be experts after this interview, right?
Yeah. You just have to keep coming back.
Yes.
We have a whole show on lightening up.
Yes. Why not?
Exactly.
And you know what? I hope you don't mind me saying this, but any of your listeners here, you can take a course of mine if you like.
Absolutely.
You can own. I talk like that throughout it. So I have a translator that will help you with it.
Don't have to go to Second City. Actually go right to Jackie. Go to the source.
So may I actually plug some of the things I have coming up? Thanks, honey. Okay. In the spring, May 28th, 29th, and 30th, I have a couples retreat.
Nice.
And it's to help ignite the passion or reignite the passion and playfulness within your relationship. Because I know so many relationships, including mine, we were in this place where I felt like my husband was just my roommate. Mm. You know, come home, do a thing, blah, 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 go to bed, wake up, you know. It was just, we were roommates and we didn't have that fun anymore. We didn't have the excitement anymore. We didn't have that passion, that intimacy. So a friend of mine, Karen Armstrong, she's a personality expert. And with me doing I do the laughter stuff, mm-hmm. but I also, when I talk about how you can use your energy to create beautiful relationships and how to enhance your communication with each other. And, you know, when you have dark clouds over your heads, how can you give each other the indication that you're in your stuff? Mm-hmm. And so how to move forward. And so we decided to create this awesome retreat. And it takes place in Collingwood, Ontario.
Nice.
We stay at the Beald House Inn and Spa. Gourmet food. Oh my God. So good. I start drooling and start thinking about it. So amazing food. And we have a ton of fun. And it's not the type of retreat where you go, hi, my name is David, and this is my problem. Like it's nothing like that. If you have marital issues, you keep them to yourself. You have those conversations together as a couple. You don't have to share stuff within the group setting. But within the group setting, that's where you gain your tools. You gain your strategies of what you're going to bring into your relationship. At the same time, you're doing stuff. So you're playing together. You're laughing together. And you're finding out more about each other on the personality side. So I know you know your spouse and you know about their personality. But once you can learn the positive, I can't think of the right word I was going to use, but reestablish a relationship with them by truly knowing their personality type. Mm. And it helps you to have more compassion for where they're at and to see why you're such a great couple and how you add to each other, you know, how you complete each other mm-hmm. With your personality types, you know?
Right.
And so you do that as well as having fun and laughing. And so at the end of the weekend, happens within the couples, it's incredible. And on the last day, so it's all day Sunday, but the Sunday afternoon, we're at Le Scandinave Spa in Collingwood. Nice. So the afternoon, you're in these hot and cold saltwater baths and you can get a massage if you want. And it's just it's an awesome way to end it. So it's a great sea retreat. Again, it's May 28th, 29th, and 30th. And right now we have an early bird rate until March 30th. And then the price goes up again. But you can definitely find out more. So I have a brief description on my website. For some reason, I couldn't get the PDF on. I'm doing my own website, so I have to get the PDF reestablished. But if they go onto my website, then what I can do is if they email me, I can email them the brochure so they can have it if they want more information on it. So my website is www.lightenup.ca, but there's no E. So it's light, L-I-G-H-T, the letter N, the word up.ca. So it's lightenup.ca. So they can check that out. Also, my other courses are listed on there too. I have a Speak on Your Feet boot camp.
Nice.
So it's people who want to get over themselves and be able to talk in front of a group. And so I use improv as tools. They do improv several times throughout the day. It's a full day. And they also learn some strategies to have some really powerful speeches. That's not my stomach grumbling. That is her cat meowing. It's a great way to bring some humor into your speeches too.
Right.
Okay. So I have that. That's coming up in the fall. I have part one and part two. And I also have a play shop. What is it called again? I can't remember. It's like I should remember my names and my courses. But I have a course that it's played throughout the day. So if you want to take some friends and you just want to laugh, you just want to have a blast. Oh, that's what it's called, having a blast.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
It's called having a blast. And that takes place in Jackson's Point. So it's at a B&B. So you can stay over if you want. You can book a room or you can just go for the day and have dinner and then leave.
Nice.
So it's a ton of fun. But anyways, there's my plug. So lightenup.ca with no E in lighten up.
Lighten up.
Or you can call me. I'm 1-888 laugh lots. So LAFLOTS. Got to remember that, right?
You got to remember that. Yeah. Yes.
Well, thanks for the plug, Lori.
Hey.
Remind me of a song. Hey, mama, say the way you move. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I wasn't going for that, but great. I like how your mind thinks.
My mind thinks in song. It really does. Someone will say something and a word will trigger a song in me. So you never know when it's going to come out.
Yeah. That's great.
My husband will sometimes test me. He'll just say, just throw words at me and go, okay, make something out of that.
Nice. Yeah. You know, when you were talking about the couples retreat, it just made me think of the movie. Was it anything like the movie? Have you seen the movie
yet? I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Well, they do some counseling, couples counseling. That's really, when you look at the, you have to get the DVD to get the
full outtakes.
You want to see the parts that didn't go in the movie.
Okay.
They're very funny.
Yes. Should they have been in there?
Well, it would have made the movie really long because it's pretty extensive.
Okay. So it was good? You recommend it?
Well, it's cute. Okay. It's cute. It's funny. It's, you know, it's a little predictable, but it's, you know, it's, I mean, not the counseling. That's not predictable at all.
No.
Okay. No.
Well, we don't do couples counseling on this retreat, right. But you can book us. You can book either one of us. But because I haven't seen the movie, I can't say whether it's the same.
You get to go to like tropical paradise, really, in the movie. But
nice.
Yeah. Of course, then there's like the singles section over in the other part of it.
Oh, does that cause some damage? Is that an issue?
It does become a topic of conversation, and then
okay,
an ending scene, which was interesting. But yes, yeah, it's funny. Anyway, okay. Well, hey, it's been great.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah, sorry to put you on the spot and all, but you know, it was fun.
No, it was all good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we did. We'll have to do this again.
We will definitely.
Yeah, and any of your listeners, if you want to throw out a topic that you want me to talk about, send it over to Lori and she'll bring me back.
Awesome.
You might be putting words in your mouth. I don't know. But anyways, send her emails anyways.
Yeah. Tell her that you love me.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Or you know what? You can just tell her you want to get a hold of me because you want to book me or something for a keynote.
Right. That too. Or you could just go to her site and do that.
Yeah. No, go through Lori.
Okay.
She's going to be my new booking agent. Okay. I didn't let you know that, but by the way, you're going to start taking all my bookings. So go through Lori.
I'm her new assistant. Awesome. I can get some money that way.
You needed some extra cash. I'll give her a 15%. What's that called?
Everybody, come to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Commission.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of that word, that really easy word. Commission. Thanks. I'll get some good sleep tonight. Promise.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. I had a good time.
And I enjoyed laughing. All right, so we are coming up to our next show.